Kum len la black murder brought to the khas am alaf. So learning about Rabno, he went out to measure all the different kvarim. So the kohenim should know where to go, or that where not to go. The Israelis should know where to go, or others say where the tzaddikim are buried, so we can daven to them. Now we're up to the Gemara here, right in the middle of the page. We finished the story with the mechashev, with a witch. It turned out to be a friend of Abaya, and
never found out what that means, huh?
No. Nun ches. Okay, we're up to about 20 lines at the bottom. What's the difference between Amgusha? Amgusha is a mechashev. Right here on the side. Amgusha, Rashi says mechashev.
So the Indian of mechashev alo sechaya doesn't apply to an Amgusha?
Yeah, but we don't have control to kill them.
And Abaya is telling you a lie. Abaya is living in the...
That's right. Exactly.
Post-Roman...
He lived in Babel. Ahud Amalahu, a man said the following right before he died. He said, Chavisa de Afarim, a barrel of dust, Lechadbre, I'm leaving to one son. Chavisa de Gamri, a barrel of bones, I'm leaving Lechadbre to another son. And Chavisa de Udre, and a barrel of cotton, Lechadbre, soft materials, I'm leaving to another son. His mom says this man was a very clever man. He was very wealthy. He didn't want people to know that he's wealthy, and they all fight about everybody, you know, before I was alive. So he made those comments. Sounded like very poor. And lo have a yodim, no one knew what he said. Then he died. Also, the comment of Abinah, Kibbet Abinah, Gemara and Gishor Abinah was also a very wise person. Amalu Izchul Ara, he said to them, "Do you own land?" Amalu In, yes. Obviously, offer referring to land. Islachu chayusa, you own animals, stock, livestock. So yes, that's bones. Islachu, do you have bistarki? Do you have clothing? In, yes. So what the father did was he divided the estate right before he died. He should have made him a, but he was clever. Didn't want them to know, so they should argue with him. That's how he spoke in Emes. So that's what exactly what he said to you. Another interesting story showing up Ben Hasmari, well, how clever he was. There's a person, the Shamal Advisi, a man overheard his wife. It's a famous story. A man overheard his wife, the Ka'amah Labarta, was saying to his daughter, her daughter, "Amai leitzniyaz b'yisura. I know you're playing around, fooling around, but why did you do it in a discreet way? Why does everybody have to know what you're doing? Look at me. Hachitzi talked about something with a person. Look at me. I cheat on my husband all the time. Asar bana isli. I cheat on my husband. I have 10 sons. V'lesli ma'avuch elechad. Only one is you really your father. The other nine, no DNA testing. The other nine are from different men." But the man overheard this conversation. So no, he had 10 sons, and only nine of them, and not only one of them was his real son. So what did he do? Kishochi, when he died, Amaluhu, this is what he left in his will. Kol nechosai lechadbra, my entire estate goes to one child.
If she's
moider, then
she's an Ashish. Doesn't he have to be
the Ganesh? He didn't. You should tell him. Just to tell him, you can tell him.
So what?
No ages or anything. We don't know if they lived together afterwards. Anyway. He did not. Nobody knew which son did he want to inherit. He just said to a son. Also, the Kavod Abba Noah, they all came to the Abba Noah. Amalu, he said to them, it's a tough one, he said. Zil, go. This is what you should do. I want you to go. Chavutu kevrodavuchen. I want you to go and bang. Bang at the cave, or take a stick and smack the gravesite of your father Adikoy until he stands up, and he'll reveal Lahaim Menaycha Shavka, which of the children will inherit. Azukulu, all the sons, all nine sons went to smack the cave. Ahudabrei have a lozel, but the real son, or one of the sons, says, "How can I go and take a stick and says Chusperik? No kivrabeim, I'm not going." Amalhu, so Rabbanon said, "Kulu nechasid hai azlu." That said, hi. He said that this is the real son. This is the real son. That's exactly. So the Rashbam said, because he said this is, Rashbam says, Shudu Daini, that Bezin, in this case, since you don't know, Bezin can make any decisions, it's a willy nilly decision. But everyone else learns that this proved that this kid all along was the kid, because he in his genes, he felt it's wrong. So the other nine sons were very angry. Ozla Ochl Kuchimap, and what in the Masa, they informed to the government the following. Ika Gavra, Amir said, Ich Gavra is a person here, but Yidoy, Chad Bidoy, amongst the Jews, the Kamapik Memoine, Ma'anchi, Belay Sadi. Who will I meet? This guy sits and makes court cases. He's a jury and executioner, and he makes all these weird rules. No testimony, no witness, nothing, and he decided that's the real son. Aisu. So look at that. In those days, there must have been some justice around. They took him, at least by the evening, they expected, Chabshu, and they arrested him. Also, Disu's wife went, Omnulu, she said, she went to the government and said, Avdu Chada, I have a very, very special case. I need help. Avdu Chada Habili, I had a slave. Poskularesha. And the Mashal explains, this is a remiss to her husband. Her husband is like a slave because her husband has to take care of her. But you cut off her head, his head, and you put him in prison, he can no longer talk. You stripped him from his clothes. You ate up his flesh. Or you ate his flesh. They filled it with water. And they filled him with water. No, but he's full of tight inside him. And people ask him advice all the time. And I can't. And you took him away from me. But I didn't understand what they were saying. Nobody's paying him. Nobody's giving him paying any wages. No one had a clue what she's talking about. What kind of case is this? Pulls off the skin. Ate the flesh, yeah, and you fill it with water. Amr, he said, let's find this wise amongst Jews. The lame, let him tell us what to do. Who's the wisest among Jews? Rabbana, Kadul Rabbana. They pull Amluhu, they said to he heard them, he said, Zanuka Amrulhu. He's talking about a canteen. A canteen. In other words, it was a goat and there was a canteen. And they filled water into the skin. Amrulhu. That's what she's saying to you. Amli said, you're so smart. You go, come out of jail and you sit here and you become the wise judge. Dina, you'll judge Dina. Chazi noted that because Babula, there was a big sign on the gateway, the arch. Any judge that's summoned to a court case, how can he be a judge over others? He himself is not so honest. Amalu, he said to him, El Ma'ata, he says, what kind of babamai is that? Also, Inish Malm, if I have to have a court case against in front of this judge, I don't like him, I'll make up a story, I'll pack the story that he owes me money, and that's it. He's disqualified being a judge. Oh, Mazmila Dina, Posle, and he'll pass on the judge, disqualify the judge. Oh, this is what you say. Called Dayin de Miskadadin, any judge that was summoned to a court case, Umafkin Miname Amoinibidin, and he lost the case, and he had to pay out money. Lavsh may die. Then that person I called dying. I tell you what he says. If the reason why he's called it in Taylor and make pay because he had to swear, he refused to swear because he's off room, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about because he's not to be trusted with his dishonesty in there. That's when we say he's disqualified from being a dying. Yeah, then he saw cause for hockey, so they actually wrote on the sign, Baram, in truth, Savi de Yudamri, the judge, the elders of the Jews said, called Dayin de Miskad el Din, any judge summoned to a Din. Umaf give him a name of a Din, and they take our money up a Din, Lash me Dayin, he's no longer his squad for being a Dayin.
He had to borrow money, and now he can't pay it back. He's being summoned.
No, he's denying it. It's what he was in the court.
I'm saying he's being summoned because
because he denies it. No. No, it's honesty. It has to be dishonesty. The guy is broke. What should he do? That's not what we're talking about. What about dishonesty? Dishonesty. If he says, I owe you the money, but I can't pay, what are you going to court for? What's the court going to do different than what teasing him? He's going to bite him. Because he saw another sign. It says, a sign, interesting. The chief cause of death is another dam, blood. Excessive blood. They used to have bloodletting. It was a hakaza. It's a big thing. Bloodletting. The roish kol chayin, and the chief cause of life is ano chamer. I'm taking full responsibility. One, you take l'chaim every day, you live. So he is that body. So it doesn't make sense. Let me ask you a question. You're saying every single person that dies is excess blood. A guy nothing meigre b'meis. A guy falls off a roof and he dies. Or the Nafil Mediklame falls off a palm tree, he's trying to pick some dates and he falls off, he dies. The Dhamma Kotle, was it the blood that killed him? The Darche, the Meme, somebody's about to die anyway. Mashkele Chamri, give him some wine, but how you live? You said every person who's died, every person, wine will bring you back to life. So, guys, if he says, give him some wine, he'll live. Now, that's what you talk. You're right. The majority of the sicknesses are not Adam. The majority of the sicknesses because there's an excess of blood. And most of the cures is not chamer. If people drink wine every day, a glass of wine every day, it's supposed to be very, very good for you. So if you drink in moderation, you do a day, then it won't heal everybody, but it'll be a good therapeutic thing. Hachi, so they wrote, because they wrote that, but truth, some of you but it's called Marin and Adam, and but it's called Asvin. What do you call it? And most things are not Chama wine. But Asad, less Chama, what if you have no wine? Then Tamma Mitabla someone, then you take medicine. If you have wine, take a cup of wine every day or in moderation, good for you. Like the French. Doesn't say anyone. Anyone. See, if it says, a pischa is written on the door. Like, yeah, it says in the doorway that the kaputaya, these three measuring things called kaputaya, anfik, doorway of kaputaya says anfik and anbig and antel are all three the exact same measuring amount, which is revius. What's an antel? Revius shall tell you. Nothing. It's a separate thing, but we're talking about science. It says it. Now, antel, if you know, we make a bracha every day on Tfilas Yadayim. What does the tefillah mean? No, Til is the name of a keli to use to wash your hands, and you know the mocker of it is right here. The word notam is that's the mocker. That notam means how much water it is. Let's do Rashbami. Rashbami say about the washing hand, but this is what done in the shlo. Revius shel teira. What's a revius shel teira? So it's just an interesting Rashi. Rashbami. What's a revius shel teira? Revius shel teira. Taisa said because anpak is a medicine and we just spoke about medicine, so that's why he brings it here. Ashvam, Revius shel teira, is right three lines below the word masnisi. Revius halug, what's a revius? A quarter of what? A quarter of a lug, the hainu beya machza. A revius is an egg and a half. A kazayas is a half an egg. Then you have three shiurim, a kazayas, a bey, and a revius. Kazayas is a half an egg, a bey is a full egg, and a revius is 1.5 eggs. That's why the revius is 86 grams, and the kazayas is a third of that. Basically, it's almost 30 grams. That's what a kazayas is. Umishum darbo, now, so now look at what Rashbam says. Umishum darbo kaisa shal pesach, coming up now. For the cup, four cups of pesach. Shiurim be revius, how much you have to drink each cup? Each cup should be a revius. And what do you mean revius min ha-teira? When do you use min ha-teira revius? When do you ever have revius min ha-teira? Well, truth of the matter, we do. We have revius ahin by the Nesachim. The Rashbam says something else. You know why it's called revius min ha-teira? Because the Arba Kois is near revius. And because the Arba Kois is, we're going to base ourselves on a pasuk by Tzitzi, V'talti, V'galti, L'kachti, which comes from the teira. So we call it revius min ha-teira. We're talking about the Arba Kaisis, an amazing Rashbam. Umotzalach Chachamim Samach Manateide Medala Kaisis, the four cups Amudim Mitzayim Medala L'Shein Gula Amudim Pasha. Well, he takes it and he changes the order around. We got Altil Kachir Eisi, Rufus Sichel Rebbe, explaining the different orders. L'Fich, therefore, Kari Leidu V'Yishal Teide. I don't know why the Rashbam has to say that. Why didn't he say it for Menachos? Quarter, a quarter of a lug. No, the V'Yish is a quarter of a lug. But why Minat Teide? When do we have a mitzvah to drink a V'Yish? Matayim mekiddush let's say, but it's not only Arbaka. Why is it Matayim Rabbanon? Because it's based, it's predicated on the four pesukim of the Teira.
So,
but mekiddush is only one. Mekiddush is yeah. No. The chayin revius shall yayin lenozir. What else do you have in revius? A wine by a nozir, which alachem eshusina. That's not in the Teira. Alachem eshusina. A revius is not a drink. There we count 10 revius from the Torah. So all of them says revius. What's a revius? A quarter of a lug, 1.5 eggs, and that's this thing antal. Antal revius. The sheir antal hainu revius. That's what we're telling you, that the sheir of a natal, the safe this canical natal, is a revius. The iskir abyakin abtoid natal bas reviusa. That the natal should be a revius. That's what's called anatilas yadayim. But it's interesting that his whole basis for Teda is Arba Kaisis. And he might have called it a Via Shal Teda when it's only the Rabban drinking four Kaisis. Very interesting, Rashbam. Okay, back to the Gemara. Hamar, we're talking about Chazak, if I do things in your property. Hamarziv, the Marziv, which like this. I have a big water, I have a big drain pipe on my house, and then go across the roof, and then you have small little pipes that come off and they drench your chutzit. The small little pipes, the owner of the chutzit can take it and move it from one side of the other guy's house to the other side of the house, the chutzit somebody else's. So therefore, the marzit part is no chazaka. But the yesh mekayim a chazaket. However, being in the house there is a chazaket. Definitely, if you was there for 3 years and I didn't complain, the chazaket that you are along the back of your house, you can have this mazir. But where exactly positioned along the house, there's no chazaket. I can move it around. Hamazchila, but the mazchila, the main pipe, yesh the chazaket. If you've been there for 3 years, I cannot move it. We'll see later what's the difference between maschila and maziv. The word maziv is mar, is a drop, zov is dripping. So maziv is a small little pipe, little drops. Sulam amitzi, a small ladder, which you'll see in the more later, means it has only 3 steps. Ein le chazaka, there's no chazaka because it's so small, it didn't bother me, so it's no chazaka. Right, because it doesn't bother me. However, tzuri, a large ladder, yes, it's chazaka, it's fixed over there. 3 years go by, it's chazaka. Haloina mitzvah is a small little window. You open a small window so you can see outside, see your gardens or whatever your field. Ain't the chazaka. There's no chazaka because it's not, doesn't have to necessarily be here. Can move around because it's not kvias. That's how it was a meicha. However, if it was meant for light, even though it's a small window, if you did it for light, then it's chazaka. After 3 years, every day you need light. You don't have to see the yard every day or the garden every day. So if I let you live a lot for 3 years, I can no more move it. What about Lutzudi? It's a large window. Yes, the chazaka. I can no longer block it. What's a small window? You can't poke your head through. That's a small window. If it has a frame, even though you cannot stick your head through, it's a chazaka. What does it mean? Maza has no chazaka, but yet it plays the chazaka. What does that mean? 3 different pshatim. One pshat is hamazib ain le chazaka v'ruach achas. Which side of the wall the mazib should be? There's no chazaka. Of the yeshlem koyim the chazaka v'ruach, but somewhere along the wall it has to be. You can't move it. You can't say I want you to remove it completely. Rabbi Chanina ma hamazib chazaka shima ya aruch. If it was long, going all the way down to the ground, make cuts, I can cut it down a little bit and raise it a bit. But the water is still drenching my chutz. Of the yeshlem koyim chazaka shiba la oikin oikin. But to remove it completely, I can't. The owner, the chutz, say, I want to put something underneath that. Let's say to trap the water. I want to catch the water so that I can use it for washing, whatever it is. And the other guy can't stop him. He says, just like you have a chazaka to drench my chutz with water, I have a chazaka to do whatever I want with it. Yes, no, came a chazaka. He said, okay, I cannot remove it. Says the Gemara. Tonight we live in the Mishnah. Hamaschila yesh no chazaka. The maschila has a chazaka. Bishleim. It says in the Mishnah, but maschila, the very big one, there is a chazaka. Now what's pshat? Bishleim man damer hanatati. The first two that you cannot move it, you know, take the small one somewhere along the wall belongs, or that you can cut it, but not completely. Shop it makes sense. Right now we think the maschila is the pipe, the small pipe itself. Eleman damer shimrotz lulin tata boin. You can build beneath. My nafkele mina. What's the difference between the marzer and the maschila? The maschila should be in a skin. We're talking about a maschila, the big water pipe that's permanently fixed in the building. That's over there. After 3 years, is a chazaka. I don't want you to break my wall. In other words, if you want to build, if it's built in the wall. If you want to build something directly underneath that, you're going to have to bang. If you're going to bang, it might dislodge my drain that's over here. Therefore, I can stop you. I already have a chalaka 3 years. I can stop you from building things underneath it. Then we invite Rabbi Shmuel. Sinner hamekalech ma'am lechazak haveda. A pipe that collects water and it drains it in the yard of your friend. And the owner, in other words, the owner of the drain. This is Reuben Shimon. Shimon has a chazak. Reuben has a house with a drain and collecting the water and then, you know, drenching the other guy's property. What happened? The owner of the roof decides, you know what? I'm going to take the water pipe away from his property. I need the water. You know, there's a drought. I'll use the water and move it to my side. Till now, we learned that the owner of the pipe has a chazak and the chazak is happening. Exactly. So the chazak also said, listen, just like you have a chazak, I have a chazak, and then just remain here. Just like you have a chazak in my chazak that you can drench my chazak with your water. I have a chazak that I can continue collecting your water. Itma, we learned. Rabbi Yishe says that the chazak can prevent the owner of the roof from moving the pipe. Rav Chama was Rabbi Yishe's father, and Tesh already asked how come Rabbi Yishe's name is first, and he answered Rabbi Yishe is far greater than his father. In fact, it says about Rabbi Yishe, just like a mayor, that nobody in his generation understood him. Rav Chama ain't a makiv, you cannot hold back. Ozel Shaila Rabisa, they went and asked Rabisa, who was the Zayd of Rabbi Yishe, the father of Rav Chama. Amalu, he ruled like his grandson, Me'akiv, that the owner of the chatzik can prevent the owner of the house from moving the water, says the Gemara. Kari Alei Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama, who was a brother of Moshe, he said, the hachut, and obviously he's in the game over here because he's the other end. The hachut hamishulish lebehemiyanotig. If you have a rope that's three strands and is strong, it's not so easy to break. Zeh Rab Oishia, what does it mean? You have Rab Oishia, Benoisha Rab Chama, who is the son of Chama, Benoisha Rab Bisa, and all three were learning Torah. The Torah has three generations, it stays. Look at Tesis there because it's very important Tesis. He doesn't say it in Bar Metzia, we had the same in Bar Metzia, but he says it here. Hachut hamishulish lebehemiyanotig. Kama hoyu. I don't understand the tesis. There were so many people, Shehein Babasim, Ba'abasim, they, the parents, the Zaydis, Hayu Tamidi Chachamim, and yet we don't find them. The next generation will Tamu Chachim. And we don't even use this pasik. Achut Rebehed Lo Yenotik. So tesis is a very important thing. Elohocha in the time, you know when it works? Levisha Shlosht on Roses. You know when three generations work? When they actually all see each other. You have three generations learning together. Learning together. Someone, sometimes I used to learn over here Thursday nights with another Pickles Wolf, his son Dan, his son Davi, and his son Nachum. Four generations learning one shirt together. You always remember his Gemara. The Gemara thought of three, never had a Metzias of four learning together. In those days? Exactly, yeah. And then they might finish Tayser ready. Had the mask of Aisha Kayin of Chama Aviv, why did Aisha then come before the Chama? Machaikin Vishaya Godl Yasim Medai. Rabbi Yishai was unbelievably great. The heart of the older Rabbonim were so great, like the opening of the Beis Hamikdash. That's referring to Rabbi Yishai. Rabbi Yishai was like a mayor. No one was able to understand how he was. We'll stop here. See you tomorrow. Exactly, he's in the game though, isn't he?